This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today. An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Tired of penis of football, NFL lunch style. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Gee, wonder what's going on with the Ravens today. Anyway, joining us now to talk some football, he's been around the game for a long time. He's one of the premier NFL writers. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Howard Balzer. Howard, what's happening?
Oh, everything's happening, guys. We know that. I mean, that's the NFL. 24/7 is certainly what the NFL is, 365 a year. Except for a little time between the middle of June and training camps, but boy, it's nonstop and never ending.
Now with Justin Tucker here locally, I guess we've talked to you about this, Howard. This was the assumed end game that he would be the very least suspended, and the Ravens would bring in a new kicker. Well, they drafted one, released him yesterday. I mean, maybe it's inappropriate to even talk about whether or not this affects Tucker's Hall of Fame candidacy right now, but were you surprised by yesterday's news? And will Justin Tucker ever kick a football in anger in the National Football League again?
All great questions, no doubt. And it's one of those things that it hits you and you go, wow. But then you say, well, it's not really surprising what the Ravens have done, especially since they drafted a kicker. Now, had they not drafted one, then you'd say, and I know, and that's never a be-all and end-all, because we see a certain number of kickers get hired, drafted, and they don't end up working out, because you just never know about these guys. And certainly that was the case. I said, double check, Justin Tucker is a rookie. I mean, when he, you just never know how those guys are going to work out. But I get the Ravens didn't want this hanging over them. They're probably, they might, maybe, I don't know if it's 50-50. I don't know if it's possible to put odds on whether there will be a suspension. You know, how much can an investigation truly find out anything substantive, when my understanding is the last incidents apparently happened 9 years ago. So, but, given all those things, the Raiders felt this was the best move. Now, the one thing we'll never know, guys, is if Justin Tucker had kicked last season like he normally does, would they have decided to weather the storm and see how it plays out? But looking at the overall picture, they said this is the best move for us and decided to move on. In terms of your question about kicking again, I would think he probably will get a shot at some point once this whole situation clears. But then again, team's not going to offer big money based on what happened last season. Team's going to say, well, that's just a glitch? That's just a freak year. Will he get it more? Or is that the beginning of the end in terms of Justin Tucker as a productive kicker in the NFL? So, that's a question certainly for down the road. And who knows? He might never get another opportunity in the NFL.
Howard, how would it affect his candidacy for the Hall of Fame?
That's another good one. I mean, he would think on the basis of his career, barring last season, those are Hall of Fame numbers. Now, it's hard to get, you know, kickers into the Hall of Fame, and it doesn't happen, you know, very often. Morton Anderson, I believe, was the last one to be elected. Adam Vinatieri was a first-time eligible last season and did make, you know, the next to final cut to seven, but then wasn't in the group of guys that got 80%. I would think Adam Vinatieri is going to get in at some point. I would think, based on everything that Justin Tucker has done, that he will get in at some point. And let's remember, by the time that this, if this is his last season, then he won't be eligible for 5 years. And, you know, things tend to go, you know, deeper into the memory bank. Everyone will always know what happened. But in my mind, that should not affect your Hall of Fame, you know, your Hall of Fame resume. So I would think it shouldn't. But then again, you never know what's in the back of the minds of, you know, 50 Hall of Fame selectors.
You know what's funny, Howard, is like right after the season, Eric DeCosta, and we played the cut to start the show. Eric said that, you know, we anticipate Justin Tucker being the kicker this fall. You know, we'll bring in competition, but we expect him to be the guy for next year and years after that. And then, boom, the allegations come about 10 days later, and then now it's a football decision. But they hadn't played any football since that
right.
Statement.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, so, I mean, that's why I say if these hadn't happened, I think it's a huge stretch to say that the Ravens would have made this decision that they made yesterday. It would be hard for anyone to be able to make that claim with a straight face. So, obviously, that had an impact. And of course, you can argue that on one level, it's not totally specifically that they believe that it's all true, but, you know, who knows when this is all going to come down. And is it coincidence that this happened right after the rookie minicamp this past weekend? And so, boom, there's another, you know, it's another timing aspect to it of what the Ravens decided to do. Now, my understanding is they're bringing in another undrafted free agent to provide competition in camp. And so I would guess from you guys' standpoint and everybody, the media there, that will be very closely watched during training camp when these two guys get at it in practice and in preseason games.
Howard, I was at rookie mini camp on Sunday, and I tell you what, Tyler Loop, everybody's watching Tyler Loop. Everybody's watching every kick, everything he does. You know, so it was, yeah, he is definitely going to be scrutinized every kick. And then when the preseason games, forget it. You know, if he misses one, it's going to be crazy. But I have a lot of faith and trust in Randy Brown, because Randy's done this for many years and he's brought in a lot of kickers. I think by the time it's all said and done, I'm hoping that, you know, he picked him, and I'm thinking that Loop's going to be okay.
You would think that that's the way it's trending. The one thing about kickers, though, and we all know this.
Oh, they're weird.
You can do well in practice and you can do well in preseason games, but the first time you're getting out there, you know, with a minute to go in the fourth quarter and you need a 45-yarder or whatever it is to tie the game, win the game, go ahead in the game, whatever it might be, all of a sudden that's a whole new world for these guys. Now, obviously, a lot of them, even young guys, they're able to do it. I mean, we saw that kid, Jake Bates, with the Lions, who wasn't getting opportunities. He kicked in the USFL. It was either USFL or UFL. And then the Lions decided to sign him, but you still don't know what's going to happen when they get out there in those crucial situations. And he came through big time last year for the Lions. And obviously we see a lot of kickers do that. Some don't. And so that's still going to be the question, no matter what precedes it. Once September rolls around, you're playing real games, then how will Tyler Loop do?
Hey, Howard, who's going to be the quarterback in Cleveland and Pittsburgh?
What a great question. I mean, I would think in Cleveland, it's still going to be Joe Flacco, unless something crazy happens in training camp where he just isn't able to do the job. But, man, he just seems to be ageless in that respect. So I would still think, at least starting out, it's going to be Joe Flacco. In Pittsburgh, I mean, it's impossible to say it will be Aaron Rodgers, because we just don't know how that's going to play out. In fact, I'm facing it right now. I'm a week away from production week for Lindy's magazine, and there's no way to know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be there or not. So we got to kind of write around it. And so if he's not, I mean, if he's there, he'll be the guy, barring injury. If he's not, you know, will it be Mason? You know, looks like, I guess, it'll be Mason Rudolph, which I don't know how that would give Steelers fans or even the Steelers. I mean, here's all this, God, we have confidence in Mason Rudolph. And I'm thinking, based on what? I mean, it's certainly not based on any, you know, long-term success. Yes, he's played some good games here and there, but we all know in the NFL, yeah, you know, you're always going to have a clunker here or there, no matter who you are. But doing it for 17 games consistently, doing it in the fourth quarter consistently, in games that are always close in the NFL, that's what separates the okay ones from the really good ones. And so I don't see how anybody can say right now that there's confidence in Mason Rudolph.
Longtime NFL writer, friend of the show, Howard Balzer. Yeah, Flacco looks exactly like he did when the Ravens drafted him 17 years ago, except he can obviously afford a better haircut than he had coming out of Delaware back in those days. Howard, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up soon, and we'll look forward to talking about that Lindy's Pro Football Annual that comes out each and every season, thankfully.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
There's Howard Balzer, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. American League East report, only one game last night, but hey, it benefited the rest of the division. If you're wanting other teams besides the Orioles to lose, busy schedule tonight, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057 about Justin Tucker, Mike Elias's comments earlier today on the Big Bad Morning Show, and then a fun house trip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it, then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Nolan McGraw.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East.
Vinny and Haney.
All right. Time for your American League East report. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles were off yesterday after dropping 2 out of 3 to the Kansas City Royals, including that demolition at the hands of the Kansas City offense that went into the series with 15 homers for the season. For the season. And they hit 10 over the weekend, including 7 on Sunday. Orioles won opener with a shutout. D. Kramer, brilliant. Figured the Orioles are at least going to win this when they get 2 of the next 3. Nope. Got shut out Saturday. Then Sunday, got outslugged 1 for 10 with runners in scoring position. And as Steve Molesky, we were talking about with him a couple segments ago, they're last in what? Hitting lefties and last with runners in scoring position. Bad. Bad recipe. And they're not going to hit 4 home runs at night, I don't think. But anyway, that series is over. Taking on the Twins starting tonight, 7:40 Eastern Time. BBT coming up tonight on The Fan at 6. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Cade Povich, 1-2 with a 5.16. Taking on Pablo Lopez, who's 2-2 with a 2.25. Orioles trying to get something rolling here against four. They got 4 series coming up against teams with losing records. But then again, so do the Orioles, and we'll get to the standings here in a second. Only one game in the division last night, and that was in the Bronx in the rain, and it was San Diego coming from behind to eventually doing the pinstripers.
And there goes the lead. Now they're going to try to take the lead. The throw home is not in time. It is a 2-run single for Bogarts, and the Padres have come all the way back to go up by 1.
Don't take it so personally there, Michael Kay from Yes Network. Xander Bogaerts, 2-run single, brings them all the way back, as you heard. Yankees were up 3-0. Devin Williams, who they acquired from Milwaukee to be the upgrade their closer situation, which was questionable last year, and he has been terrible this season for them. Actually was removed from the role and blew it last night. Manny Machado had a two-run double that got San Diego back in the game. Cut it 3-2, then Bogaerts wins it 4-3. So San Diego wins the opener of that series over New York. Games, the only game in the division. Games tonight, Rangers are at Boston, 6:45. Texas fired their offensive coordinator, whatever that means. But they brought Brett Boone in as the hitting coach. Aaron's brother, son of Bob. So Brett Boone, now the hitting coach in Texas for the Rangers. That's 6:45 at Fenway. Phillies are at the Rays, 7:05. Padres, again, at the Yankees, 7:05, game two of that one. And Toronto is in Anaheim, taking on the Angels, 9:38, first pitch in that game. Standings in the world of baseball here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Yankees, they're 19-16, but they've dropped three in a row. Game and a half up on Boston. Tampa and Toronto are both two off the pace. And the Orioles are five out. Orioles actually gained a half game without playing yesterday. Tigers, game and a half up on Cleveland. Kansas City's two out, two and a half, rather. Twins are seven back. Minnesota has won two in a row, 6 of 10. White Sox are 12 out. Seattle's only a game up over the A's. The A's win last night dramatically over Seattle in that series. So formerly Oakland, soon to be Vegas, they're 20-16. Houston's three back, 3.5 Texas, and then the Angels are bringing up the rear. The Mets, they're three ahead of the Phillies in the East. The Braves won two in a row. They're six back. Nats are 6.5. Miami's in last place. Cubbies four up on both the Brewers and the Reds. They're in the NL Central. And then in the NL West, Dodgers half game up on the Padres, who have won six in a row. San Francisco's 2.5 back. Arizona's six back. And then the Rockies. I mean, we can't talk a lot of trash here in Baltimore because the Orioles, they've been sucking this year, last place in their own right. But look, I mean, you're 17.5 games out of first, and, you know, we're just past the Kentucky Derby. That's not good. Not good. It's bad. Bad, as a matter of fact. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Want to get back to Justin Tucker? You can at 410-583-1057. You want to talk about the Orioles, their struggles here that go back, quite frankly, to July 1st of 2024. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw coming up around 1:45. And then Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by BBT here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Justin Tucker, I guess we'll be all right. Right now, not good. Reputation ruined.
Yeah, reputation. Now. Reputation's tough.
Career in Baltimore over.
See what happens. You know, like financially to him. You know, whatever. However it breaks down, that could be tough.
Hey, I'm assuming, I don't know the exact number, but I'm guessing Royal Farms wasn't just giving him chicken boxes to do those commercials.
I'm guessing he was making seven figures, I would think, close to it.
And he's going to what? He just signed an extension with the Ravens, so he was due 4.5 this year, which he's not getting because it wasn't guaranteed.
Yeah.
So, Justin Tucker. But, you know, based on allegations, he brought all this on himself. We don't know. I wasn't there. You want to comment, everybody, on what the Ravens decided to do yesterday? We're kind of calling BS on the football decision and based on the current roster, but it is what it is. Let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliffy, what's happening? Cliff. Yep, not Cliffy. But anyway, to revisit the statement from the Ravens, This is Eric DaCosta by way of X/Twitter. Sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult. And this is one of these instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. Justin created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, and resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens. We sincerely wish him and the family and his family the very best in the next chapter of his life. Based, considering our current roster, that's where everyone's kind of like, all right, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What was that? What?
That's why Eric didn't write. A lot of times, Bob, is you'll call like, the league council, or all right, how do we have to word this? What do we, you know, I'm telling you, Eric had help writing that paragraph.
Because, you know, if we want to start nitpicking it, considering your current roster, you have a rookie kicker on it.
And you got 90 people.
And you've already decided that he is going to be your kicker. Eddie, let's get back to the phones. Cliff at White Marsh. Cliff, what's up?
Yeah, guys, real quick. Vinny, I do want to touch base about the Raven draft, but Bob, about the Orioles, and Vinny, you can jump right in on it too, about injured players in football. You say you can't make the club when you're in the tub.
Yep.
You know, the Orioles, knowing Burns wasn't going to be an option as their number one, they handed the reins over to a guy that hadn't even thrown 130 innings. He's been hurt. And then they go outside of the organization to replace a productive guy and grab a guy who's always hurt, and O'Neal. So that's the part of it I can't square up.
Yeah, and ones who are healthy haven't been playing all that great. So there you have it.
Yeah, they haven't.
And hurt guys anyway, stay hurt, Cliffy.
That's right, Vinny. No doubt about it. I mean, there's no question about it. But anyway, about the draft, real quick, I think Dallas knocked their draft totally out of the ballpark. Yeah. I think their first three picks are going to be impact players. Now, the Ravens, they didn't need a receiver because they grabbed Hopkins, and I love that. But they didn't get a big guy in the middle. And you know, we had 11 draft picks, and I don't even know what Calais Campbell's situation was, whether he
signed with the roster
and you'd have.
He signed with Arizona, Cliff.
Yeah, the Ravens were trying.
Yeah, they
to
were
get
trying.
Him
they tried to trade for him during the season.
I know they did, but I mean, to grab a guy like that that can still have a high motor and skill like that for 20 to 25 snaps, it, to me, was a no-brainer. Now, finally, Vinny, I see that Buffalo traded up, I think, 9 picks in the second round to grab the kid from South Carolina that I really like, Sanders. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a problem. I really do. I think he's that talented. So Ravens had 11 picks. I don't think the Ravens needed all 11 picks. I think they should have been proactive to maybe do something else with trades to try to get up to grab one more starter. That's nitpicking, but that's just what I feel about it. So thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Cliff.
Well, the thing about it is they got a hell of a roster. And offensively, other than left guard, where could somebody come in and start? They can't. You know, and defensively, you're going to have a starter at safety, and you're going to have a rotational guy at pass rusher. There's no other starters, punt returner and kicker. You know, two specialists got a good chance to start. Otherwise, Malachi is going to be the only starter, but don't count out Mike Green.
All right, speaking of the draft, let's wrap up. You were there Sunday, the Ravens rookie class, and we've talked about most of the draft, the 11 players that were picked a week or so ago. Teddy Buchanan, haven't spoken much about him, but, you know, we've had from at least people that, you know, follow the draft or whatever intel they get. Teddy Buchanan could either be an asset as a fourth-round pick or a guy that might have to wait a year before he really contributes. But there is an opportunity for him
Oh, yeah.
to get some snaps.
He's got a big-time opportunity. I just think you know, watching him on film and then just watching him move, I think he moves well. Thing that scares me is he's got these short little arms when he runs around. They're short. And he doesn't take on well. He doesn't play big inside. That's the thing. So I just see him, you know, if he's going to help the Ravens this year, it's going to be on special teams is where he's going to help them. And then Anise Peebles, I liked him. He's 6 foot, 1.5 inch, you know. And what they call him, Fub, he did an interview, you know, because he was chubby and whatever when he was a kid, you know.
We won't screw that one up.
Yeah, but he is short, but he's quick as a cat. He's really quick off the ball. He's got a phenomenal spin move. And on film, he's fun to watch because he can penetrate. He can get in the back. You just can't line him up on it. He's not going to be able to stand and stack on anybody. He's got to play on the edge of people. He's got to, you know, stunt and twist. But in nickel and diamonds things, yeah, he'll have a chance to help you because he'll create some problems in there because he's got an awesome motor too. But he's going to be fun to watch. You know, watching him out there now, like with old linemen too, I got to put the pads on. I got to, same with him. I need to put the pads on. Garrett Dellinger, Bob, their seventh round O-line from LSU, awful looking body. Awful looking body. Got a big old gut, and he's got no legs development. You know, I mean, it just, like I looked at him, I'm like, what the hell is that? You know?
Maybe you got to see him with pads.
I don't know that that's going to be much prettier, but one of the coaches told me that the scouts told him, he says, hey, be ready because he has a bad body. So the coaches were told that he has a bad body. He's smart. He's tough. He's not that athletic. And one of the coaches reminded me, you know, Bob, Bredesen, Powers, you know, all those kind of guys that are smart and tough. They find a way after a couple years. I mean, Powers sucked. I mean, I killed him for 2 years.
Sure, and you weren't a big fan of Bredesen's either.
No. And Powers is now starting making money.
So is Bredesen.
You know? And you know what's going to happen with Dellinger is, you know, 3 years from now, he'll play 1 year for the Ravens, then he'll go get paid. But for the this year, I do not see him helping this year.
So outside of Malachi Starks and Mike Green, everybody, Loop Wester.
Yeah, those, the Hall Cone and Longer Beam, they got a chance. See how they develop and where they are depth-wise because both are athletic. Both can run. Cone has size. Longer Beam has no size. He's got to play inside because he is a stick. But he's got traits that you can work with.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, trip through the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access will take over at 2. And then it's BBT brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, Orioles and Twins. Game 1 of a 3-game set coming up tonight at 7:40. We're talking about it here on The Fan. 25. And Vinny was saying, well, you know, rookie kickers, you never know. Can't really trust them. And in theory, probably right. Look at Chad Ryland, was drafted by New England a couple years ago. Justin Tucker, undrafted free agent. All right, I'm reading this right. Pro Football Reference. Justin Tucker's rookie season. He was 30 of 33 in field goals. That's 90.9%. 42 of 42 extra points, the old school extra point. He was 4 for 4 from 50 plus. 10 for 13, 40 to 49. In the playoffs, he was 4 for 4 field goals made, including the game winner against Denver in overtime. He was 16 for 16 in extra points. So counting the playoffs, this guy was 34 of 37.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was 2 for 2. Never mind. Yeah.
All right, Bob.
Loop. So how does he duplicate that rookie season?
All right, let's just look at Loop's senior year. 12 games, extra points, 23 of 25, which they're the shorter ones. Field goals, 18 of 23, 78%.
Ooh.
Yeah, it didn't break it down individually. But, like, for his career field goals, 67 out of 80. Best year was his sophomore year. He was 18 of 21. You know, and he hadn't, coming into his senior year, he hadn't missed a PAT. He was 12 for 12, 38 for 38, 53 for 53, then 23 of 25. So, yeah, it's going to be, I mean, he's got a strong, the ball jumps off his foot. It does. And you can hear a thump when he kicks it. I mean, if you just don't look, you can hear it. And, yeah, the ball goes up high. He gets a high kick. So, it'll be interesting. But when they went to the team stuff, they were just inside the goalposts. You know, it wasn't like Tucker's are like, down the middle, down the middle, down the middle. So, he's got a hell of a challenge.
I'm going to do an early buy or sell, Nolan. I'm selling that Loop makes 91% of his kicks.
Oh yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
We'll see. You're already doubting the man.
I know. I don't even know what he looks like.
He's a short little blonde dude.
Yeah, all right.
5'11". What would be acceptable? Let's say 30 kicks.
30 kicks. 27 of them. And there better be a couple of game winners in there, too.
I'm saying
if he's trudging off the field missing game winning kicks, hey, but I mean, come on. That's what a Hall of Famer does to start his career.
Yeah.
Makes 91%, includes, you know, game winners in playoffs. That's what that dude did.
Right. And you knew whether you were moving on from Justin Tucker for these circumstances or this was years down the road, he wasn't going to kick forever. Correct. At some point, you were going to have to make the decision to move on from him. They might have even made that decision from a financial standpoint a couple of years down the road when the price just became simply too much because Tucker was making himself, again, pricing himself out of Baltimore. But you realize that, again, not every kicker is like him, right? So there's going to be some growing pains.
Yeah.
And
let's remember,
part of the decision.
Tucker was 77%. Last year.
Right. But was perfect after the bye. Let's not forget that. I mean, he's gone, so it's all a moot point. But we're just talking about what Loop's got to replace. The Ravens, remember, the year before, lost in the championship game because their kicker, Billy Cundiff, could not convert. And then he comes in as an so they're like this year's, like that team, this year's Ravens team's trying to win Super Bowls.
Tell you what,
have a weak link.
The biggest nightmare you can have. I was there with the Redskins when we were 6-2. Our kicker killed us, you know, and you end up losing games because of it. Then you're trying out this guy. It's a pain in the ass when you don't have a kicker. Just trust me.
All right, Nolan, we'll go to Funhouse real quick. Or any closing thoughts for the people in this turnout of Tuesday?
I mean, good news for the Orioles. They did announce today the upgrades that are coming to Camden Yards. New video board.
Dylan Cease and Garrett Crochet?
They might be on the visiting board as members of the Padres. But no, apparently this new big video board is going to be the 12th largest in Major League Baseball. 4K resolution. So new center field video board. They're revamping the one in right field. And the club level railing will be all digital all the way around.
Ah, cool.
So, new display coming to Camden Yards.
Are they going
to
move the wall back?
That is not in here.
Are we going to overcorrect depending on how this season goes? All right, Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
1057, The Fan.
All right, starting with Tucker here, this texter says the Ravens have become less dependent on him during the Lamar era. Touchdowns, the norm, not settling for field goals. Harbaugh also more likely to go for it on fourth and short in field goal range. Tucker's value not as high as it was early in his career.
And I thought that towards in this year and stuff, didn't try as many 50-plus field goals because he wasn't making them.
This one here on the Orioles says, regardless of what happens this year, I hope the early season struggles are a wake-up call for Mike Elias. Changes are necessary to the way he approaches the offseason. They need to be active early at the winter meetings, not just, quote, in on select free agents.
No doubt. And they're going to have to spend money. They're losing guys to free agency. They have to spend money just to field a team in certain areas, rotation in particular.
And our last text of the day, also on the Orioles, talking about Kobe Mayo, says there's no excuse for Mayo to not be playing every day, at least until Westberg or Arias are healthy. Opportunities to get this guy major league at-bats were already limited. Don't throw away the chance to do it here just so you can platoon with Rivera.
Hey, and look, Emmanuel Rivera, thank you. I mean, he came through with a clutch hit a couple of nights ago, but Mayo's one of your top prospects. Right-handers, I don't care. You can throw it with your feet. Kobe Mayo, let's get these at-bats. Let's see if he can hit major league pitching. You send him back to up Norfolk. What's he going to do? He's going to rake. We already know he can do that. Kyle Stowers, we was talking about this yesterday. Was he a 4A player or a major league player? We don't know if Kobe Mayo is a major league player. We know he's above AAA. What level is he? Let's find out. I mean, guys are hurt. There's no excuse to not have him in that lineup. No doubt about it. I agree with the texter. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're done. Inside Access coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow for Woman Crush Wednesday, hopefully talking about an Orioles win. Capitals open tonight against Carolina. We'll see how that goes. Got the NBA playoffs, a couple of interesting matchups tonight, and more Ravens news obviously coming your way as well. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.